felt good to say those words when I hired my first employee, but it was soon followed by, how does a single paycheck generate a mountain of paperwork? Then Lyle, my accountant, said, let's just get Intuit Payroll. It'll make both our lives easier. So I got Intuit Payroll, and now I pay my employees and file tax forms in just a few minutes. And Lyle says things like, you are the payroll queen.
Get a 30-day free trial and learn why over a million small businesses use Intuit Payroll at payroll.com.
Right now at the Home Depot, buy new Martha Stewart Living or Platinum Plus carpet and get it installed for just $37. You also get lifetime stain and installation warranties. So it's never been easier to completely transform a room with better carpet at a better price. It all starts with $37 installation on new carpet. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid on basic installation, U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
What's in your drawers? An old iPod Touch can be worth up to $180 when you sell it to GameStop. Go to GameStop.com/iTrades for details.
About a third of the way through, and I kind of got stuck at that point of the Steve Jobs book. It's called Steve Jobs. That's the Apple guy, co-founder of Apple. There's a lot of it in that book that I don't understand. The guy we're going to bring on next probably would understand it a lot more, talking about writing codes and all that. I don't know what that stuff means. But I do know what it means, or what it must feel like, to have been the third partner with 10% and bailed out for $2,300, and it would have been worth $2.5 billion. I know that's the feeling of suicide for me. Jose Hernandez joins us to talk a little technical talk. If you would like to ask him a question, the phones are already lighting up, but you could still get in here, 314-969-KTRS, or toll-free, 888-550-KTRS, as soon as he shares with us on the show-and-tell portion. You can throw your questions at him. Orrick and the 7 locally owned and operated Orrick Home Care Center. See that new vacuum cleaner they got on TV?
No.
That's a neat looking
thing. My daughter-in-law got one for Christmas.
Well, somebody loves her because that's a great Christmas gift. Anything from Orrick is. Stop in, tell them your AM and the PM. Please say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Jose, how are you?
I'm excellent, Frank. How are you?
I'm fine. I don't really have anything. I usually have a little story. I've had no technical problems, really. Anybody in here got any discoveries or issues or anything like that? No.
Your technology chi is centered.
I'm on. What does that mean?
Chi.
I'm on hold. I'm on a holding pattern. I'm in a techno holding pattern, I guess. What would you like to share with us?
HBO is going to stop selling DVDs to Netflix.
What does that mean?
It means that Netflix is going to have to go. HBO was selling them discounted discs for them to then rent out for their mail service. HBO and Netflix apparently had a little spat, and HBO said, well, we'll just stop selling them to you. So you won't be able to get things like Boardwalk Empire from your Netflix list.
Oh.
Mm.
Also in March, Starz Television's pay channel is also going to stop selling any of the streaming content. It's just Netflix pissed off so many people.
Whoa.
Can you edit that out?
Yeah.
Wow.
That'd be okay for McGraw's show. But,
aggravated, yeah. Annoyed, alienated that the people who now do business with Netflix are also hearing from their users that they don't want anything to do with them anymore. That, and then there was a rumor just today that Yahoo hired the former president for PayPal. And people were kind of wondering why they did that. The first thing he recommended is they're going to make a bid for Netflix so that Netflix will become part of your My Yahoo system.
That high finance stuff, I just can't understand it. You know, I should have gone to business. What's the big business school, at Wharton School of Business or whatever it's called? I should have gone there.
Facebook's given away 200,000 sets of Timeline business cards. They are now in business partnership with a company called Moo.com. They're going to give away 5,000 sets of cards per day.
Sets of what?
Business cards.
Yeah. .com is the name of the company.
I mean, just actual business cards?
Like
Okay.
So Moo makes business cards?
They do.
Okay. Isn't it interesting that that's something that still exists? Think about everything that's changed. The business card. The basic Here's my card.
Yeah, it's still we the still only way to transfer still. Your number to somebody.
You can use V-card sometimes.
It's a V-card.
It's a virtual card that Bluetooths between your phone.
It's a card with a picture of your vagina on it if you're a woman.
Wow.
Here's my V-card.
Hey, that's pretty nice.
Now, we'll probably see a time where this bump technology, you meet somebody and you have a meeting, you go, hey, call me sometime. You just touch phones together.
Transfer.
And you transfer information. Here's my business card. Boom, bumped right into your phone. But I think business cards are going to be around for a while. The problem is that the people in the printing business who used to make a pretty good living printing,
they're losing a lot.
They're starving,
business.
And they're going out of business because you can do the stuff yourself.
Well, and you can do it online. You can upload your graphics. You can order the print cards, and they ship them to you.
And 5,000 cards for $20 or something. So, what else?
Microsoft Flight Simulator is going to be rebadged Microsoft Flight and will be free to play starting this spring.
Hey!
Whoa. Wow!
Nice. That'll be fun.
Internet Explorer has been laid to rest, version 6. It's 10 years old. Came out in August of 2001, right around the time Windows XP was being released. It has dropped below 1% use worldwide, so therefore Microsoft will stop supporting it.
Hmm.
Really?
Apple Siri from the Apple iPhone 4S.
Don't have it, but I'm familiar with it.
Has caused people to double their data volume.
Oh, because you're
using it all the time.
Siri is a very chatty application as far as data communication back and forth.
Hey, then my daughter told me she went and got an air card, and while she was checking on the account, because everything's kind of under an umbrella account with me, she took a look at my AT&T. I have an AT&T iPhone, and I have unlimited data. Mm-hmm. She said you can't get that now.
Yes,
is that true?
That's true.
Same for Verizon, because I snuck in just before that. I have unlimited data too, but if I was to get a new phone or a new
so we'd be better off to not change what we have.
Oh right, yeah. No, you want to keep that.
Sprint, I think, is the last vestige of unlimited data.
So what kind of limits does AT&T put on now if you have a cell phone?
2 gigabytes, I believe.
Oh, come on. Is that all?
My son just got an iPhone yesterday, and they made it. He said it was 2 gigabytes.
Is that the $15 data package? You can get a $15 and a $30 data package.
I don't know. It's expensive.
That's not much at all. That's what my iPad has.
She said if you use it in a Wi-Fi spot,
that's different. But this is cellular time.
Yeah,
that's,
she's like, that you can get a whole bunch on there. That's what she told me.
I don't think that you're not going to get a movie on 2 gigabytes. Maybe maybe one, but I doubt one movie if you use your phone for that. Sorry, what else do you have?
Apple is rumored to release iPad 3 in March.
Okay.
But don't go out and buy it because they're also rumored to release iPad 4 in October.
What? 5 months apart.
iPad 3 in March and then iPad 4.
That's kind of silly to announce that.
Well, that's why it's a rumor. I think they're trying to see how many iPad 3s they will sell. Last but not least, my friends over at Best Buy are a little disappointed. They posted flat revenue and a 1.2% dip in comparable store sales for the 5 weeks ending December 31st. Can't imagine why Best Buy would not be doing any better, especially around the Christmas holiday time, considering they canceled all of the orders, not all of the orders, some of the orders that people had gone on Black Friday, ordered things from them, gotten confirmations, and then 2 days prior to Christmas, Best Buy sent them a note and said, we're not going to be able
we
to
we don't have it. Yeah.
But thanks for letting us borrow your money for a while.
Well, it's always something.
And I've not read anywhere, and I've sent information requests to Best Buy's marketing people as to what they did for the people that got hosed.
Well, yeah, because the people thought they had a gift coming, and it was especially if it was something rare, hard to get. And then 2 days before Christmas, they said, well, you're not getting it now. You couldn't get anywhere else.
I have to tell you, there are some people who are notorious in your family for never getting you the gift. Hey, listen, I'm sorry, I'm not going to have your gift on time. You can expect it every year. I don't want to get specific here, but in this case, they couldn't help it. It wasn't their fault. Because for people who are, they're not prognosticated. They get it done. They're on time. Everything. This drives people like that nuts because they can't control this.
And I could see if they hadn't gotten a confirmation. If Best Buy said, it's back order. We're not sure how many we're going to get.
But they sold it. They sold it.
They took the transaction money from your credit card or your debit card. They emailed you a confirmation. And they knew well before the 2 days they told people that those items weren't going to be in.
Wow.
And didn't tell them till 2 days before. Okay, the little whatever it is you want now, good luck finding it because you got 2 days. Go.
Yeah. Gilda Radner had two characters on Saturday Night Live, the best known. Rosanna Dan and Emily Latilla. Which one was it that said, it's always something? Was it Rosanna Dana or was it Emily Latilla?
Emily.
Was it Emily?
I think it was Emily.
Yeah. And Emily was also the one that said, never mind. Remember that?
Yeah.
What's all this about violins on TV? I don't see. Miss Latilla, it's violence. Oh, never mind. That was a great bit. It was such a great bit.
So I'm done with my Best
You're
Buy
You're finished, and it is time to take calls. The calls are already lined up. I don't need to give the numbers. Those of you who paid attention are already on the board. Your questions for Jose. We start with Steve. Steve, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose. First, real quick, A&M.
There you go. Thank you.
What can I do for you, Steve?
Very much big congratulations for your new Marine.
Thank you, Steve.
All righty. Hey, Jose, I'm not a computer person.
Me neither.
But I signed on to Facebook for the first time, and I'm over 60.
Congratulations.
A month and a half ago, I have not once been able to get back on because it says it's overloaded right now, the telephone number won't work, they send me a code to get in, and I plunk that code in, and I still can't get in. My question is, I have Vista. Windows Vista. Mm-hmm. Will Facebook not possibly work on Vista?
I don't know that Vista would be a problem.
I have Vista at home on my home computer, and we get on Facebook.
And it works. Okay.
It would depend on what internet, what Internet Explorer browser you're using.
AT&T and what's the one with the blue E with the circle on it?
Yeah, that's Internet Explorer.
Yep.
You might want to try downloading a different internet browser.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Can you do that economically?
Yeah, if you will open Internet Explorer, mm-hmm. on the address bar, type in google.com.
Uh-huh.
When the Google search panel comes up in that little space in the middle, type the word Chrome.
Chrome.
In the upper right-hand corner, it will say, do you want to download and install it? And you can say, yep.
All righty.
And it'll take you from there.
Thank you very much,
You're
sir.
Very welcome.
All right, Steve,
all
thank
right,
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And Steve's on Facebook.
All right.
And he's over 60.
Yeah, he's frustrated because he can't. Find out who his friends are.
Steve's probably trying to like the larger morning show in the afternoon.
Of course he is.
Well, the only reason
they just won't let him in there.
Why else would you get on?
McGraw's
there?
Blocking it.
I believe this should be Al. Al, say hi to Jose.
Good afternoon, Jose.
Hello,
I'm
Al.
I'm in the PM, and congratulations on your son's graduation.
Thank you, Al.
I've got a zinger, Jose.
Okay.
I started to have some problems with Windows 7 Professional, and I'm talking about security problems where the firewall, I couldn't reinstate it. I couldn't reinstate Windows Defender.
Mm-hmm.
I had a corrupted file with QuickBooks, and then I had a corrupted folder on my desktop.
Okay.
And in the past, I've always, like XP, put the OS disk in.
Yes.
And repaired the installation.
Yes.
Well, like a fool, I tried to do that with Windows 7.
No, that's not going to work.
Well, it worked, but I now have Windows Old and Windows 7.
Yes.
I need to get back to Windows Old. Everything I've been able to find online helps me get back to Windows Old if I've got XP or if I had Vista, but I don't know what the any is, the code to reinstate Windows 7 in the boot order. You know that gang, don't you?
Yeah, we're with you.
Just before
okay,
we went on air, we were talking about that.
Yeah.
That's actually a very good question. I don't know anyone who's tried to go back to 7 old from 7. You're right. Most of the stuff that's out there is coming back from an XP or a Vista installation.
This is like a foreign
language.
I need to get back there because
I've got all of my Outlook addresses and all in my mail, and
yep.
I'm able to find those. I have a backup of all those files on an external drive.
Yeah,
but
do you have
another issue.
Do you have a backup of the whole system on another drive?
I can't tell by looking at the folders.
Because if you've got a backup, I would recommend doing just a full restore.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I can't tell by looking at the folders, and I've got a new hard drive coming in, and I can use it because I can tell you that the Windows folder is over 256, I think, gigabytes.
Right.
Something's in there, but that's not Windows. I've got a lot of photos and music.
Al, send me an email at techquestions@ktrs.com.
Tough question?
No, not tough.
Although this one is.
Yeah. This actually is a pretty tough one.
Yeah, tough.
Yeah,
T-E-C-H.
That's right. Tech question to KTRS.com?
Yeah, send me an email, and we'll chat further.
All right. Sorry to zing you, bud.
No, that's all right.
Thank
Happy
you.
Happy New Year, everybody.
You too, Al. What did he say? Sorry to zing you?
He said he had a zinger. Yeah, he zinged him.
Well, he doesn't know Jose. This is not a zinger. This is not over.
Not yet. He just zinged him for now.
Temporary. This is temporary zinging.
Yes. We could spend another hour chatting with Al going through this.
Thanks for seeing to it that we didn't do that, by the way. Let's go to Dave. Dave, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. How's it going?
It's good, Dave. How are you?
Pretty good. I've got one little problem, and I don't know if you've heard any of this, but I've got a laptop. It's got Vista on it. On January 1st, and I'm assuming that it probably happened at midnight, it said that it shut down my internet because I guess I have to get an upgrade on my security or something. And it's saying we have blocked the program that allows you to get on the internet. Have you heard anything about that?
It sounds like a virus.
Well, it's just saying that Windows Vista, the security system, it says blocking your internet, blocking the program, and you need to do an upgrade. It says for 1 year, 2 years, or lifetime membership.
Hey, yeah. Dave, I have Vista on my home computer, and we haven't had anything like that.
You got infected by something.
Dave, I read an article about this, and this only happens to people where they can see that they're viewing more than 3,000 pornographic images a week.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow. I'm overqualified on that.
He's over your limit. It sounds like something that is
a long time ago.
Masking to look like it's coming from Vista.
Yeah,
it's not
that's
really.
Not Vista. You've got some kind of virus installed.
Well, it seems funny. I didn't have any problems until right at January the 1st. I didn't have any whatsoever, so this is kind of...
I had a good New Year's Eve night, huh?
So what does he do?
He's going to need to run some virus scanner. If you can get to another computer, I would recommend downloading a product called Microsoft Security Essentials. It's from Microsoft, and they're very good about finding these kind of little problems, these little bugs.
But he'll have to burn it on a disk or
use it on a USB thumb drive to copy it over.
Okay. I'll do that.
All right, Dave.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you for the call. Let's do one more quick one. Yeah, we'll ask Phil to make it quick if he can. Phil, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Phil?
I'll be quick. This is just a Best Buy comment. A good friend of mine went in Christmas Eve to buy a laptop. They put it in his hand. He walked it over to the service counter to have it loaded up with all his goodies.
Yep.
Went shopping over to get a big screen TV for the Christmas present for his wife. Went back to get the laptop, and they had sold it out from under him to a guy that had paid for it online with a credit card.
Outstanding.
Whoa.
Wow.
Wait a minute.
Holy cow.
Gotta love Best Buy.
What did they say then when he went to go pick up his laptop?
Well, this guy doesn't take no for an answer. He screamed bloody murder. The security guard came over. The rent-a-cop came from the outside in. And the manager offered him 5% on anything in the store.
Well, 5%? That's an insult.
Yeah, that's governor's gas money right there.
You know what that's like? That's like buying a car. You go to law enough, you buy a car, and they go, we'll go in and talk to the finance guy. You work at paper, you come out, and the car's gone.
Yeah.
We sold it to this guy.
While you were doing your financing, we sold your car.
Yeah. Yeah.
While they're prepping it, somebody with cash comes in and says,
wow.
So did he tell me he wanted 5% on the laptop?
He left the store. They threatened to handcuff him and arrest him and everything else.
Oh my goodness.
Him to. He said, arrest me. I haven't done anything wrong. I want what I had in my hand. I want to buy.
Good for that
guy. Put my hand. And they he ended up leaving. And he found it the next day. I guess he was shopping the eve of Christmas Eve. He found it Christmas Eve at another store, actually cheaper.
What other store?
I wish I knew.
Please
you know what,
it.
Though? I actually am with him on that. Why don't you cuff me? Because they don't want this on the nightly news.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, he was smart to do that. Well, Phil, Happy New Year if it's not too late.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks.
Well, there we go. Wrapping up another edition of Tech Questions. If you have tech questions, you can get a hold of Jose at this email address, techquestions, not tough questions, techquestions@ktrs.com. And we do this every Monday, and it's made possible by the folks at ORIC. And the 7 locally owned and operated ORIC home care centers. A round of thank you applause, if you would, for Jose Hernandez.
Yeah. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. All right. My turn to talk about feet. I have inside my tennis shoes these black inserts. They're from the Good Feet store. And I have had three bouts with plantar fasciitis. That's a weird name for a foot thing. What's the plantar? What is that, like a medical part of your foot? Well,
there's
your
the plantar's
called?
Wart, too.
I hate that name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what
is that associated in any way with the same, the fasciitis? Fasciitis is kind of a weird, it sounds a little bit like fellatio.
STD
like,
or
yeah,
something.
Some kind of sexual disease or something. It hurts like crazy, I'll tell you that. And when you get these foot problems, it's pretty obvious the problem's in your feet, if the pain's in your feet. But what about a neck problem or a hip or a leg or back or something where you're thinking, well, there's something wrong with my neck? Well, it still could be your feet. And the Good Feet folks have, in thousands of cases, alleviated, eliminated pain that people had been plagued with for sometimes months, years, and they've tried other things. They don't want to be on painkillers. They don't want to have to do therapy all the time. They don't want to constantly be running to a doctor. They don't want surgery. And sometimes the answer can be the Good Feet inserts. They'll buy different shoes. They'll think, well, you know, I'll get some different shoes. It's kind of like, you know, if your back hurts, you get another mattress. Well, how about this? How about if it were possible to put something in your shoe? You don't have to buy new shoes, but different inserts work with different shoes. You have dress your shoes, you may need another insert for those, then you put in your tennis shoes, your work boots. What if you could just do that? And then all of a sudden you notice the pain is gone. And what'll probably happen is you'll notice it either completely or partial relief right there in the store. If you don't, then, you know, don't invest in the Good Feet system, the inserts. But if you do, it's money well spent. Now, the Good Feet system inserts start at $59.95. You may or may not get what you need for $59.95. You may need more, but they start at $59.95. It is one-stop pain relief, and that one stop is the Good Feet stores, and there are three places where you can make that stop. On Olive, just west of 270, across from TGI Fridays, in South County, on Union Road across from Macy's, and in Shiloh, Illinois, on Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. You can go to GoodFeetSt.Louis.com, and that's not S-A-I-N-T, that's the S-T. GoodFeetSt.Louis.com.
With your Golden Oakland airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How's it look, Tim?
Not too bad, Tina. Good news. They've cleared the accident in South County on southbound Lindbergh at Highway 55. Still have a bit of a backup there going back to about East Concord. We also have slow traffic on eastbound 4064 from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55, that's midway between Park and the Poplar as you make your way towards the bridge. On westbound 4064, that's running slow. Hampton through McCausland looks pretty good, 270 out through Mason and Maryville Center. And southbound 270, don't really see any slowdown until you get down towards Doherty Ferry, and that's just a minor hiccup of a slowdown. And this traffic report is brought to you by Constant Contact. Do you ever feel like you hit a roadblock when you're marketing for your small business? Constant Contact helps you overcome those obstacles by giving you the easy-to-use tools that combine the power of email marketing with social media. Visit ConstantContact.com to get started today. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is John Shea, co-host of the Inside Out Show.
The Inside Out Show is moving to a new day and time. Yes, it's the same great advice on everything inside and outside from John Shea, along with one of his three amigas, but at a different day and time. Sundays from 11 till 1 p.m. The Inside Out Show with Mr. Fix-It, John Shea. Now on Sunday starting at 11 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Over the last 25 years, Garden View Care Center has learned that people who have diseases such as dementia or Alzheimer's almost always, sooner or later, require skilled nursing. So why would you choose a facility for mom or dad that offers only assisted living when you and your loved ones are going to have to go through the stress of moving all over again? At Garden View Care Center, you never have to move again to get the care you need, because the assisted living help you need now and the skilled nursing help you may need later are all available on-site right from Garden View Care Center. Garden View Care Center has been around for well over 25 years, and they're experts when it comes to Alzheimer's and dementia care, and they have assisted living suites now available for mom, dad, or both. GVCC.com is the website, or 636-449-7575. They have three locations throughout the St. Louis metropolitan area. GVCC.com or 636-449-7575. For assisted living and skilled nursing, it's Garden View Care Center.
Seriously improve the look of your kitchen, bar, or fireplace
for less than ever before.
Go Granite.
Nobody does granite countertops like Granite Busters. And now's the time thanks to the Granite Busters New Year's Special. First off, Granite Busters prices start at just $29.99 per square foot installed. Plus, you'll get an edge upgrade free.
That's not all.
Granite Busters is also throwing in a free sink, a $350 value, and last but not least, a $225 plumbing hookup absolutely free. Nobody, and I mean nobody, can touch this offer. Call Granite Busters right now, 636-282-3900. 636-282-3900. Kitchen countertops, bathrooms, bars, fireplaces. Get it done now. Choose from over 70 different stone colors at the huge Granite Busters showroom and get it scheduled and installed in just a few weeks. The unbeatable New Year's special only at Granite Busters.
Special good with any granite countertop purchase of 50 square feet or more.
Granite Busters, 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold, or granitebusterssdl.com.
Hi, I'm Stacy.
And I'm Michelle.
And we're Hooters Girls. We want to talk to you about an epidemic sweeping the country.
It can strike at any time.
Without warning.
Without pity.
It could happen to you.
Or a friend.
Or the friend of a friend.
Or the friend of a friend of a friend.
Okay, that's enough. I think they get it.
Right.
We're talking about
chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
Not just any wings.
Bad wings.
Not good wings.
Wings served by restaurants that wish they were Hooters.
But sadly, are not.
Hooters has been serving our nearly world-famous chicken wings
since 1983.
1983?
That's
a long time.
Don't let bad wings happen to good people.
Trust the original.
Trust Hooters.
Hooters Nearly World Famous Wings, breaded or naked, featuring 15 great sauces, including our new Chipotle Honey Blazing Bourbon Glaze and Habanero Barbecue. On Monday nights, enjoy all-you-can-eat wings, just $10.99.
Lacefield Music and Piano Store will teach you how to play it more. It be young or old, short or tall, from Willie to Elton, you play them all. So we sing
L-A-C-E.
Hi, this is Kathy from Lacefield Music, a locally owned family piano store. Introducing the next generation of Lacefield Music family partners.
So we sing
LACEFIELDMUSIC.com.
It's the first day of my new job, and the last thing I want is to show up late. Fortunately, my GPS gets me right where I need to be without any delays along the way.
Destination ahead.
I want the same thing when I do my taxes. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step, and calculations are guaranteed 100% accurate, so I know it's done right, which helps me reach my maximum refund guaranteed.
Go to TurboTax.com today. Accurate calculations and maximum refund money-back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or the court, our Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether he's with you on your daily run or launching to catch that disc, Purina Pro Plan Dog Food offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition he'll love to help him perform at his absolute best. So join ProPlan on Facebook for exclusive Facebook fan offers and help your dog achieve greatness. Purina ProPlan, available at pet specialty retailers.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
Today is the day we are going to find out how tough is Dawn Meadows Dixon. How thick is her skin? Boy, do I have...
Again? Didn't we just do this a couple weeks ago to her?
Do I have a letter from a listener? We'll just see how this goes. My guess is she can take it. That's my guess. Also, I saw a movie last night that I did not care for, and I'm going to see one tonight, and then we're going to find out what she is going to recommend or steer us away from. She, of course, is Dawn Meadows Dixon. She's brought to you by the Tool Belt Team. Never again will you have to say to yourself, boy, I wish I knew who to call for a good handyman to fix fill in the blank. We have that answer. It's the Tool Belt Team, thetoolbeltteam.com. Please say good afternoon to Dawn Meadows Dixon, everybody.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back, Tina.
Thanks, Dawn.
Congratulations.
You know,
thank you very much.
See, that welcome back, Tina, that is in the same category with the beauty pageant contestants who hug the winner but really hate the winner. No.
They cry and hug her
and they really hate her.
I don't think Dawn.
She says
not
welcome.
At all. Hey, I was listening earlier and her joy, I could just see it on the radio.
She's giddy.
Giddy. It was oozing out of the speakers.
Yeah.
Oozing.
Well, that's the way people get
and
about
it. As a mom, I totally appreciated her heartfelt excitement. So.
Yeah, because you feel that way with your girls when they're
doing... I absolutely do. And when I heard you, you about made me cry. You were so cute.
Thank you.
Oh, cute.
Translation. I wish you hadn't come back.
Wow.
Oh, she's not.
I enjoyed coming in the studio, and I wanted your job.
I did have a good time, but I'm so glad she's back.
Well, we're going to put an end to the good time when I read you this letter. Listen to this game
Wait,
today.
Can I talk about my tweeting first before
sure.
you give me the bad news?
Oh, sure.
I was just going to say it is so funny. I am just having so much fun with this, and I just told Dan I am going to the Critics' Choice Awards on Thursday. Just thought I'm going. The plane ticket isn't paid for, but I've got a free ticket. My Critics' Choice said that with a membership, they get a table. I said, you know what? I'm going to go. It's live on VH1. And they said, if you tweet, start tweeting now about it. So I'm tweeting about it. I've got 44 followers.
Hey.
The funny thing about that is the girl said to me, my daughters, my assistants, they said, who do you want to follow, Mom? So I'm following Jimmy Fallon, love him, Entertainment Weekly. And I said, you know what? Being the good Catholic that I am, I want to follow the Pope. I heard he started tweeting Thanksgiving.
No.
And they said, oh, Mom, only you would want to follow the Pope.
And you don't think it's really the Pope. He's got somebody tweeting for him.
It says the men at the altar is what it says. But the funny thing is, they go, Mom, you're not going to believe this. I said, what? They said, you have more followers than the Pope.
Whoa.
Oh.
Now, wait a minute.
That can't possibly
be right.
Well, the problem is, if you don't tweet every day, and Pope Benedict has not tweeted in a while, I think it's like 126 days, so he's got to get his men at the altar. And I think, what a great vehicle for the Pope, but that's another story. But I just thought it was so funny, you know, when they revealed this to me. But I've got, you know, 44, which is not that many. Well, I think he's got, like, 41 or something.
For people who say we don't have any listeners, go ahead, tell them again, how many followers do you have?
41.
That's right.
Wow. Rest my case.
Oh, wait a minute. I get to tweet at the Critics' Choice Awards. I'm going to be in Hollywood. I'm going to go. I just told Dan I'll be on the phone with you all an hour before the red carpet.
Ooh.
And I want everybody to follow me because they are encouraging the critics to tweet.
All right, now give them.
So I'll be able to say George Clooney just walked by.
What do you call this? Your tweet address or what do we call it?
It's
PR.
Your handle.
I guess. What, you know, I've only been doing this a week.
How do they follow you?
It's called Movie Mama, MOMA.
Movie Mama.
Movie Mama.
MOMA.
So start tweeting. Because
and that's
I'm
it?
Voting.
There's not at something? Just Movie Mama?
It's just right in. It's just Movie Mama. It's at Movie Mama. I guess
every Twitter account is at something.
Oh, at
right.
Movie Mama.
It's at Movie Mama.
And Mama, MOMA. That's
MOMA.
Important.
Okay. And I'm voting today. The ballots are due tomorrow. And it's kind of exciting because George Clooney's going to be there. Sean Penn's getting an award.
Never heard of him.
So I'll be able to tweet about who's going to the bathroom, who's buying a drink.
Just
you know, I can't take pictures, but I'll be tweeting like crazy. So we'll see how many listeners.
Oh, you're going to double your followers.
Join in. It'll be fun.
What are you going to wear?
Okay, now give me the bad news.
No, wait. No, typical woman question. She wants to know what you're going to wear.
Aren't you supposed to say, who are you going to wear? But you're right. What am I going to wear? I shopped in my closet.
Uh-huh.
I thought basic black. I think I'm going to wear just this long dress I've got.
You can't go wrong with black.
Long or short? Yeah, that's what I thought.
I
basic,
think long.
Simple. It's got a little bit of a slit in the front.
What? Woo! Dog Meditation's going wild.
I'll tweet a picture of myself. My sister's going to meet me out there. I think we're both wearing black.
So I will tweet
a picture of the two of us because I can't take any pictures of the stars.
Send the picture to, does she know how to send you?
Well, if she tweets it through her thing, I'll be able to find
her
photo.
And then you can put it on our Facebook
page. Yes.
And then people can see the glamorous Dawn Meadows Dixon as she goes to this big award show. Now, in the past, I've told you, since you've joined us, we've had two or three people that say your voice is very irritating to them. Let me read you. This came today in the mail, regular snail mail, and here's what it says. And I'm not making this up. This is pretty harsh. It says three terrible sounds, and the person has illustrated and done a drawing of each of these. Number one, a fork scraping across a plate, and he's drawn a fork and a plate. Number two, fingernails on a blackboard, and he's drawn somebody scrawling. Number three, the voice of Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Oh, my.
Wow. And he's got a radio drawn, and it's got 550 on it, and it's got, like, sound things coming out of it with your irritating voice.
It couldn't be more wrong.
So, I don't get it. I think you are certainly a little proper for this show. We're working on that. You're coming around. But I don't get the irritating.
No, I don't hear it at all.
Irritating would be like Deb Drescher, Post-Dispatch woman.
Some would say that I would.
That's irritating.
That is Fran Peterson.
Fran Peterson. That's irritating. But I think you have a very pleasant voice myself.
Well, thanks, Fran.
I think it's important to share this kind of feedback because it helps you get strong and tough.
Well, and all, you know, also the defenders out there can come to my defense.
No, they don't do that. They don't never defend
the
us.
The nice people don't.
No,
right.
they just pile
Wait a
on.
Minute. I'm talking to my followers.
Those
are my people.
They should. Now, let me tell you what I saw last night, and we're running late, and it's my fault.
But I'm sorry.
No, it's my fault. You don't apologize when it's my fault. Now,
okay.
I saw Mission Impossible last night, and I couldn't stand it, and I'll tell you why. It's one big cliche for every special ops spy, everything you've ever seen, crashing in, rappelling into a plate glass window, reaching for a briefcase that's just almost within reach, you know, two guys struggling and fighting and one trying, and then the briefcase fall. Every cliche, that's all this movie is. I didn't like it. Now, tonight, I'm going to see War Horse. I will tell you after tonight what I thought of that. What do you have today?
Okay, I'm talking about Iron Lady. I have to agree with you on Mission Impossible. Didn't have teeth. That's my problem. But, boy, is it doing box office. It's unbelievable. Iron Lady is the look at the life of Margaret Thatcher, the Prime Minister of the United
Meryl
Kingdom
Streep.
In the 80s. Yeah. Meryl Streep. What I'll say is the story itself, kind of like Mission Impossible, they have all these flashbacks. It just gets slow, and you expect, you know, it's just, there's no surprises. But Meryl Streep's performance is outstanding. She doesn't just play this woman. She wears the helmet hair and she's got the makeup. She is in the soul of this woman, and I don't know. She's going to be nominated. She may actually walk away with it again.
And I don't doubt it's a great performance, but boy, does this look boring to me as
well,
a movie.
It wasn't. Now, you know, I know you don't like to talk politics, but I have to say, if I may talk politics here because that's what it's about, I loved what she stood for. She's a woman. She was successful. You know, we haven't been able to do that in this country. And what she said, I believed. I love the way she spoke. It sounded very much like Reagan. But, you know, if you want to just kind of get to know this woman, if you don't remember her, if you want to just, it's a great vehicle for that.
So it's a good history lesson. It's a good.
It's not very well done, but the performance is outstanding.
A good history lesson and a good performance.
Yes.
Okay, ARDs for, what's it called?
The Iron Lady.
How many?
Three ARDs.
Ooh, that's from Dawn. That's good, even with that irritating voice. Here they come right here.
All right, Dean.
All right, Dean, we got to go.
Right,
we can't stand the sound
we'll
of your
see
voice.
You in Hollywood.
All right, we can't wait.
Fun.
We're looking forward to
all
the pictures. Thank you. Dawn Meadows Dixon, everybody.
Bye.
The most irritating
movie
review voice in all of radio, according to the guy that wrote me that letter. That's just interesting to me. What's really interesting is the guy that wrote me and said, I can't stand the sound of her voice. You need to get somebody on again like Reggie. If you could have seen the emails I used to get when Reggie was on, get that guy off of there. Who is that guy? And in the end, people loved Reggie. So in time, they'll come around. And by the way, we can't let her go because she's a work in progress for us. We got to muddy her up a little bit and roll her in the dirt.
Scruff the edges.
Yeah, those edges are way too polished. We'll take care of that. First Community Credit Union likes the idea of teaching kids about money, so they have some terrific little savings plans for kids. They also are doing something new this year, which will help you out about 11 months from now. It's Christmas Club accounts. Now, there was a time, and I'm not making this up, when I was a kid, our bank in our little hick town of Tennessee had a Christmas Club, and here's how it worked. You'd put $10 a month in an account, and then at the end of the year, they gave you $120.
That's great.
No interest, but it was just a forced savings. And I can still remember the little packet at the end that you'd go in the bank and they'd give you your money.
Give me all my money back.
Little envelope with holly on it and mistletoe and stuff. And then as you get older, you think, wait a minute, I could have done this. This is
put it in your mattress.
Exactly. But they do have Christmas Club accounts. Way to save toward, you know, next holiday season. Pays dividends, not like, you know, when I was a kid, they just took your money. It does pay dividends on the balance, and at the beginning of November, the money is transferred back into a savings account, and it's something to look into, the Christmas Club account, First Community. There are lots of things there you should look into, like the way they do business and the way they treat you. I was in this morning. When I tell you that I go in First Community Credit Union literally once or twice a week, I actually do. I'm just old school. I like to go in and see, yep, it's really here, and there's a vault, and I think my money's okay. So I would invite you to just consider, if you can't give me a really good reason why you bank where you bank, then how about switching to First Community Credit Union, where we all do our banking. FirstCommunity.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, we're flying up in the O'Fallon, St. Peter's area in westbound 70. Just a little bit of a slowdown right around 79. By the time you hit T.R. Hughes, everything has opened up. Getting a little busier on southbound 270 around Doherty Ferry. A little slowdown there. Westbound 40, that was a great run from 270 out to the Boone Bridge. And it looks like eastbound 270, you're slowing maybe a little bit east of Lindbergh through 170. This traffic report is brought to you by Children's Advil. Nothing brings your child's fever down faster or keeps it down longer. Choose Children's Advil. Relief you can trust. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
When family issues hit close to home, thankfully, NHC is never far away. At NHC Healthcare, care is our business.
NHC provides a full continuum of care by offering independent and assisted living, as well as skilled nursing. Providing our community's quality of care in memory, long-term care, and short-term rehabilitation services is our constant mission. Our knowledgeable and professional staff will stand by your side through this overwhelming transition process. Visit us at one of our five locations at Lake St. Charles Retirement, Charlevoix Healthcare, or NHC Maryland Heights, Town & Country, and St. Charles.
Come see why care is our business. All major medical insurance policies are accepted. And to learn more about how we can care for you or your loved one, visit nhccare.com. NHC, care that respects the individual, care that promotes recovery, care that is our business. Remember, visit nhccare.com. NHC. Caring in a better way, day by day.
Oh, winter! Time to get on our bathing suits.
Our what?
At Mr. Beast Pool Center, they live up to their motto, your family fun is our family business. And they've made owning a hot tub ridiculously affordable. Until now, hot tubs were heavy.
Oh, my back!
Some had to be placed by crane.
Okay, haul away!
And then you had to have an electrician hook it up to a 220 line, which could set you back $500 or $600. Then there's the additional electrical expense of heating up all that water. The new Dreammaker spas at Mr. B's Pool Center are lightweight, and they're the most energy-efficient hot tubs on the planet. They run on 110 volts and are heated by kinetic energy, which means no high electric bills. And starting at $24.95 cash and carry, all you have to do is plug, play, and relax.
Mr. B's Pool Centers in South County on Concord Village Avenue near Lindbergh and Tesson Ferry, and in St. Peter's just off I-70 on Sue Mandy Drive, putting the in spas. For more, go to mrbpools.com.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah.
Good day.
Hi, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Well, yesterday, I don't know if you watched the game, the big NFL playoff game yesterday, Denver Broncos beating the Pittsburgh Steelers in an overtime thriller.
Yeah.
The game was so exciting, even afterwards, Ben Roethlisberger was T-bowing. That's how exciting it was.
Oh, man.
And the new Celebrity Apprentice cast, I'm sure you're big fans of Celebrity Apprentice.
Sometimes.
Among some of the so-called stars, Clay Aiken and George Takei from Star Wars. Right?
Takei.
Takei, excuse me. Yeah. I had a 50-50 shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Already a little rivalry between the two of them. They're both fighting to be the one to get to fix Trump's hair. Yeah. One will prevail. A rare copper penny produced at the U.S. Mint in 1793 is sold at auction for $1.38 million. Are you still there?
Yeah, we're here. We're stunned. We're shocked.
$1.38 million.
Yeah, talk about paying a pretty penny for a pretty penny.
No kidding.
And finally,
that
was the first year the U.S. minted its own coins, I believe.
What year?
1793. Oh, 93, yeah.
Listen to this. A guy has jumped rope 106.